I'm David Brancaccio. As we learned on Friday, more people out of work in the U.S. have stopped looking for new jobs, including large numbers of women. Among the reasons, demands of supervising students learning remotely, and people are worried about exposing themselves to virus if they go back to work. Some are retiring early. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that.
Chuck Harris was a physician's assistant in Jackson, Wyoming. He'd planned to wrap up his career later this year, shortly after his 66th birthday. But when the pandemic closed his facility, he made an early exit.
I've kind of backed into retirement, but not intentionally.
Since February, the number of employed workers over age 55 has dropped by 7%. And many will never return, says Richard Johnson at the Urban Institute.
If you lose your job, then it's much more difficult often to get back into the workforce.
During the Great Recession, he found it took older workers twice as long as younger workers to find new jobs. Those over 55 often face discrimination, cuts in wages, and now safety concerns that could push them to early retirement.
What that means, though, is they weren't prepared.
Teresa Ghilarducci is a labor economist at the New School. She says early retirement will hit workers in their 50s and early 60s particularly hard. Not only do they have less time to save, they won't be eligible for Medicare or full Social Security benefits. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.